This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia is now welcoming a proposal to extend a nuclear treaty coming from the White House. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has those details.
The Kremlin has responded positively to President Joe Biden's plan to extend the last remaining nuclear arms control treaties between the two countries, which is set to expire in less than 2 weeks. Vladimir Putin's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, says Russia stands for extending the pact and is waiting to see the details of the US proposal. The White House said Thursday that Biden has proposed to Russia a 5-year extension of the New START treaty. The treaty, signed in 2010 by President Barack Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, limits each country to no more than 1,550 deployed nuclear warheads. It expires on February 5. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell is now seeking to push the impeachment trial of former U.S. President Donald Trump to February. AP correspondent Mike Gracia explains.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell wants the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump pushed back by a week or more. In a call with Republican senators Thursday, McConnell said giving Trump time to prepare would ensure due process. The timing of a trial is in the hands of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who has not yet sent the House charges for incitement of insurrection to the Senate.
The whole world bore witness to the president's incitement, to the execution of his call to action, and the violence that was used.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
And again, U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell is hoping to push the impeachment trial of former President Trump until next month. You can find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. Several Senate Democrats have now asked the Ethics Committee to investigate Republican Senators Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley in order to fully understand their role in the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Seven Senate Democrats, including Rhode Island's Sheldon Whitehouse, Tina Smith of Minnesota, and Connecticut's Richard Blumenthal, have asked the chair of the Senate Ethics Committee to investigate Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Missouri's Josh Hawley to see if they failed to put loyalty to the highest moral principles and to country above loyalty to persons, party, or government department. The Democrats say a cloud of uncertainty will hang over them and over this body until the complaint is resolved. Hawley and Cruz led objections in the Senate to President Joe Biden's victory, even though such claims had led to threats of violence. Hawley calls the effort a flagrant attempt to exact partisan revenge. A Cruz spokesperson calls the actions frivolous ethics complaints. Tim McGuire, Washington.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains that state health officials are now complaining that the Trump administration expanded vaccinations to a wider group of people this month without providing enough doses to meet the demand.
Authorities in California, Ohio, West Virginia, Florida, and Hawaii warn their supplies are running out, while New York City is canceling some vaccination events. The head of the Scripps Research Translational Institute says the vaccine rollout has been a major disappointment, calling it a fatal mistake by the Trump administration for not ordering enough vaccine, which was then snapped up by other countries.
That is AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. European Union leaders are seeking to address the coronavirus pandemic's mounting challenges, including increased calls to limit travel and tighten border controls to contain more infectious variants of the disease. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said before an evening leaders' video conference Thursday that European countries needed to take the new mutation found in Britain seriously to avoid a third wave. Leaders who have full control over their own borders were discussing testing protocols for cross-border commuters. Two new films about Wuhan have been released on the eve of the anniversary of the 76-day lockdown in the central Chinese city where the coronavirus was first detected. How they were released and who their audiences are stand in stark contrast. The first, a state-backed film praising Wuhan's sacrifices, is being screened throughout China, targeting audiences that firmly backed the Communist Party's response to the outbreak. The second is a somber documentary about the pandemic from an artist and political activist who has been forced to seek viewers online. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.